Hey guys, thanks so much for getting ready to listen to another episode of the Cracker Milk Podcast. We just wanted to let you know that you can see the whole video version of this podcast on our Patreon. It doesn't matter what tier you subscribe to, you'll get this bad boy nice and fresh and see all of our beautiful faces.
Introducing the Cracker Milk Podcast.
Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the
Cracker Milk Podcast.
A nice little chit-chat show where you can talk to all of the crew and cast and the people that make the content you love. And hopefully one day this could become a really beautiful avenue for us to create and make stuff that doesn't take hours and hours. What is wrong with you, Goob? What's going on?
Sorry, I was on loading screen.
Oh, you were loading?
I was waiting to...
Were you loading?
I was,
yeah,
I was rendering
like,
no,
that's,
in.
That's when you...
That's like the idle...
Yeah,
idle.
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
9/11.
Oh, God, come on. We're moving away from 9/11. Come on.
Oh, what? IRA bombings.
We released our first episode. There's 7 9/11 jokes in it. All right, it's too many.
Are you surprised?
One for each person who fell that day.
You think 7 people died on 9/11?
Pilot, co-pilot. There was at least 2 passengers.
Yeah. And like 3 people who didn't get out of the fucking building for
some
reason.
And then the towers count as
people. Yes. Yeah. How are we all? Anything exciting going on in our lives? Cracker Milk crew, how are you, Nick?
I'm great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. We're joined with Nick, Goob, and Elias, three hardworking Cracker Milk members. Nick is also a
hair on me. I'm sorry.
A model and cosplayer.
Me too.
Who does it full time? Not yet. You're not, but you are a model and cosplayer, and you've done that for quite a while, and you're very, very popular. You've got about 500,000 followers on Instagram. Another 500,000. So you've got collectively 1 million followers.
You're stalking me.
1.5 mil almost, if you count.
You know?
Yeah, I stalk you all the time.
I knew it.
I love your husband dearly, and I would never, ever, ever disrespect that relationship for anything. But if he came to me and asked me for a suck, I would do it. I would absolutely give him a suck if that's what Kian needed to feel good. More importantly, I need to talk to you about something.
Oh, no. What is it?
You keep talking about how you want to have kids.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you that you're not allowed.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We have 2 MILFs in Cracker Milk. We don't need a third.
Three.
No.
Trifecta.
We're not milk,
we don't
milk.
Need more fucking...
Milk,
and like,
milk.
That's
milk, 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 milk.
Please don't encourage
cracker
people
milk?
To call...
Cracker Milk?
No, it's definitely milk, milk.
We've got
works.
2 Cracker Milfs. But you having a kid means that's 9 months where we've got to make pregnancy content. 9 months where we've got to make content about you being pregnant. Now, that seems like a window of opportunity. But for me, I reckon you're going to turn into a fucking crazy nutcase.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard
that's
for me.
That's going to be great, though,
not
for the content.
For, yeah, but not for us
not for you guys.
As people.
No. She's going to make it painful for everyone.
She's going to walk in with a fucking pickle sandwich dipped in Nutella and coated in fucking pepper, and she'll be like, have you guys tried this? Like, her cravings will be out of the... Imagine if she has twins. Imagine 2 Nicks running around, little Nicks running around.
Oh.
Yeah.
What would you name them if you had
with
twins?
Like 2 as well.
I know. I think your legs would snap under the weight.
My ankles definitely.
Yeah,
sure.
Your ankles.
Yeah,
my ankles. The smallest legs.
Do you know how cranky I am because you don't have milk in your entire house, so I can't make myself a tea? Imagine that, but like all of the time.
Benefit, you have kids, make your own milk, put it in your own tea.
Someone pretend to cry. Someone pretend to cry.
Apparently it's incredibly, incredibly sweet and high in protein.
Yeah, because it's for babies, because that's all they have. They need
apparently.
It.
Yeah, I haven't tried. I tried a sort of milk, but it was from a man's teat, and it tasted funny. And there were like little animals in it.
Which
teat, sorry?
Hey?
Which teat?
The man teat. All men have an udder, like a cow.
Yeah.
We milk it most days. I put it in my coffee.
Do you pee through your teat?
Yeah, but it's not
different hole.
It's not milk at that point. Like, it's only milk when there's little animals in it that swim around. That's when it's man milk.
He's a good farmer. You're a good farmer.
Disassociated.
It's protein.
Well, that's why like I don't understand farmers when they want to get rid of the bulls, because like just get some more man bull milk from that and put it in your tea.
They're like tea bags.
That's why we don't have milk at your house, because it's fucked milk.
Oh, we had tons of milk.
We have tons of milk.
You get a black light, you find milk everywhere.
Okay, so guys.
I might as well cracker milk.
It's great to all be here with you. I love you all dearly, and it's good.
Sounds like you're going to give us bad news.
And it's good.
Like, I'm sorry, but one of you has to be voted
off
the island.
This is what's going on, okay? Mm. This podcast, listeners, has a bunch of segments, and it's like I'm trying to really encourage.
Like a pizza?
Yeah, like because everyone says, "Oh,
or
give
lasagna.
Me a segment of that pizza." Oh, how many pizza segments have you had? 3. No, they say slice of pizza, so it's not the same, Nick. You
okay.
fucking
I'm sorry.
Don't raise
onions.
It.
ogres.
So do we have
lasagna?
Parfait. Everybody loves parfait.
Guys, I'm just trying to keep us on track, and I'm trying to say that like the segments are here to encourage like some fun moments between us and the audience. And like, if you keep fucking derailing it, it's hard. Yes,
I've got a question. Why isn't it pronounced segments?
That's actually a really good question.
And what about siegemen?
Siegements.
That's actually a good point as well.
Well,
was this you segueing to one of these siegements?
This is like figuring out what the word segments isn't actually a segment, but we have quite a few segments on this podcast, and I
slices if you prefer the term slice.
I personally do. Yeah.
Guys, I will kill myself if we if we stay stuck here. Now, there's a few we're going to do today, but one that I think is cool that I want to let you guys know about is, you know, we're all professional actors. We all went to professional actor school in West End, PAS. So that's in West End, Brisbane.
POS, piece of shit.
PAS,
professional actor school.
Piece of shit.
Now, one of the things that you learn, because our teacher there was a very, very, very talented man who goes by the name, I think we all know it, Kevin Spacey, who taught us a few things. One, how to be intimate with another man without consent. And two, that it's important to always have characters at the ready. You want to be able to play a character at the ready. So this time now is for us to figure out, and if you want to introduce a character and maybe bring a character in and play with the character, here's the time to do it.
Well, I do have a character.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
because you knew about this segment before, right?
I just came up with the character.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So, do we introduce the character? Like,
you just
do we
tell me what sort of
a
character is it? What's
giving
sort of,
a bit of backstory?
Yeah. What do we? Just give me a one sentence.
So his name is Slimy Steve.
Yeah.
And
what's his thing?
He's covered in slime.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Ready?
Hey guys, it's Slimy Steve here.
Hey Slimy Steve, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
What's going on, man?
Well, covered in slime.
Yeah.
And it seemed to be a problem that it kind of happens all the time. All the time covered in slime. That's my motto. So I thought I'd come to acting school to see if I could,
No, you've misread what I said. We're not at acting school. We're not at acting school. I'm saying we all came from acting school, which is why we need the space in the podcast to play
character
characters.
Practicing.
Why the fuck? Yeah. It's not the setting. You're just bringing the character onto the podcast.
Maybe Slimy Steve wanted to be an actor.
Yeah, you know Slimy Steve is an actor.
Okay, that's your character.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So you're at acting school?
Yeah, I'm at acting school, kind of wanting to kind of, you know, bridge the gap into
Slimy Steve, I've sort of like halved your self-confidence after
a little bit. Yes. But you know, it's fine because I can get right back into it because I'm an actor and that's what Slimy Steve's all
about.
What
do you do for work?
I sell my slime on the internet. A lot of people like it. It's got some cool properties to it.
How much do you make off, like, let's say half a liter of slime?
Half a liter of slime takes me about a week and a half. So that'll probably be about, say, $550.
That's not bad. Yeah. Half a week of work. So how do you get the slime off your body into the container?
Oh, I usually have to scrape it off. Usually a lot of slime sometimes drips off, but the slime that I've got, you have to scrape it off.
I have a question.
Why
has your slime got little animals all over it?
Oh no!
I just noticed little animals all over your slime.
I have a question as well. Do you have man milk all over you? Is that what your slime is? Do you milk yourself to get that slime all over you?
It takes a lot to get.
Okay, unrelated to the slime, but how often are you milking your man udder and letting the milk spread all over you? Unrelated to the slime, I just want
to
know.
Well, to get a decent amount of income, I've got to do it every day. I've got to cover myself every day.
Right, so it is the slime. So you're covering yourself in cum.
What?
Yeah, little
ass. I don't like to use that phrase.
Cum.
Excuse me.
Jeez, you really are slimy.
Yeah, I'm slimy, Steve. You know, I don't like to call it cum. I like to call it my Steve slime.
I feel like you should be getting more money then if it's that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, Steve, I have a question for you.
Wouldn't it just be easier to just go straight into a bucket rather than having to put it on yourself and then scrape
it off? Are you coming on yourself, covering yourself in your own seed? Why don't you just nut in a bucket?
Well, the thing is, you know Nickelodeon, right? The slime challenges.
Yeah, this is a good segue. Children's Channel, famous for all the predators that were in.
Oh, sorry, I just slimed everywhere.
Oh,
slime. Sorry. Well, they have cool challenges on there where they have the slime buckets and they pour the slime on stuff. So I have a challenge that I put up on the internet it's called the Steve Slime Bucket Challenge. And
where you just cover yourself in
I cover myself in Steve Slime and I challenge other people to
what
do it.
What website do you put that on?
I have my own website.
What's it called?
Pornhub. It's called it's kind of like YouTube.
Yeah.
But it's got other videos on it that you can't watch on YouTube.
Could you show those videos to maybe someone under 18?
I mean, you could, but you'll probably get locked away for it.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. Are you talking about snufffilms.com?
Well, thanks for joining us, Slimy Steve. That's a great character, dude.
Thanks.
Fantastic character.
Thanks, yeah.
It first
that's all
started
acting.
With me imagining you covered in like green slime and then slowly got worse and worse as you continued.
Took you through
to
the journey.
Well, the
I?
Way
it's
you can tell it's man
yeah.
milk is if you see little animals in it. Do you have any characters for us, Nick, that you want to play?
Not after that, no.
Are
I
you
feel
sure?
Icky. I feel like I need to shower.
I feel icky too. I think you should say sorry to the audience for. You're not the
guy. Oh, sorry.
You're a liar.
My next challenge is for audience to do the sea slime bucket challenge.
Sea slime bucket challenge. Yeah. Great.
Sorry.
Look, that's a fantastic introduction to the segment. Unless anyone has any other characters, we can move on.
I've been working on my American accent because I want to go to Marvel films.
Well, you need to be a character, so let's just say you're an American.
So I'll be like James, the American.
Okay.
So for example, we're in a conversation. You're asking me about my family.
Okay, how's your family, James?
Oh, my family. my family's been real troubles. Real troubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, my gay son.
Oh, you don't like that?
But he drink a Bud Light these days.
And has he come out of the closet?
We put him back in with our guns.
You threatened him, so he's in the closet again.
Yeah.
So he's locked in the closet
now. Bucks.
And you want to audition for Marvel, is it?
Yeah, I'm trying to bring that character to Marvel.
All right, well, let's put James, American James, as a superhero.
Yeah.
So you're Captain America fighting Thanos.
Okay. I get back, Thanos. I'm American, and I have guns and burgers. And you're a different color.
What was
purple. You're purple.
Okay, you don't like that.
Not in America, man.
Do you have any like radical or extremist beliefs?
Not extreme, man. But the power of Christ helps Captain America defend bullets and science, but only science he believes in.
So science,
not all of it.
Yeah, like the science about like how homosexuality is natural.
Yeah, not real.
Right.
It's not even real.
Is this on the actual script for Captain America?
This is. Yeah, I'm.
What about how the world? How did the world start, American James?
How did the world? Well, back only 3,000 years ago in Bethlehem, an American was born.
Bethlehem.
Yeah, a great American was born. His name is Jesus Christ.
A great
Jesus.
American. In Bethlehem.
He was born in Bethlehem. He was a white Christian, 6'4". He was a big Patriots fan.
He loved the Dallas Cowboys.
Loved big Cowboys fan, and he didn't drink Bud Light.
What did he drink?
Mountain Dew.
Coors.
Good beer.
Coors beer.
Yeah.
And then Jesus got killed by a bunch of bad people who aren't Americans.
Was Jesus in the tower?
Yeah, and that's why I went and served in Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine. I served in all of it.
Really?
Yep.
What did you do there?
I was actually, if you're asking, I was a Navy SEAL. I was a firefighter. I hang out with Chris Kyle.
He's dead now.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Easter, so he resurrects on the seventh day.
Oh.
Yeah,
I've got a question. How long were you serving in Afghan Iraqistan?
I served for 10 years, got my Humvee flipped, lost
three legs.
But you know what? I went to Hillsong Church, got all my legs back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could you tell us, like, maybe, like, one of the, like, heroic things you did over there?
Oh, okay. So there was a kid, and he was a shepherd, quite like Jesus, the American six-foot patriot fan 3,000 years ago.
What color was Jesus's hair?
Jesus Christ was a blonde, blue-eyed, six-foot-tall Texan from America.
Yeah. And I think we can all agree with
so
that.
So when I was in Afghanistan, there was a
kid. No, it was Afghanistan.
Yeah,
Afghanistan.
Pakistan, yeah. I was there, and I had my Colt-made M4. That's made in America.
A Colt-made?
Which is the biggest continent in the world, by the way.
Is it?
Yep.
I don't think it is.
Yep. And
isn't Europe the biggest?
Europe's not. Europe. We saved Europe, man.
When?
Iraq?
Oh, yeah, we did say
right,
Iraq.
Iraq.
Then Jesus killed a kid.
You shot a kid?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing that great character.
So I'm going to take that to Mars.
So that's good. For Captain America.
Oh,
America.
All of that is for Captain
Yeah, that was a whole monologue I've been practicing.
Are you sure, like, Marvel will accept, like, a character that's killed a kid? This is a guy who doesn't like his food and really wants to eat all the food that everyone else has ordered, and he doesn't know how to tell everyone.
Oh,
okay.
So should we do a scene?
Yeah. So we're at a restaurant. Yeah,
okay. Should I play James?
You can play James. Yeah.
Should I play?
Yep.
Slimy
Steve. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I love this burger.
Man, my food has so much slime on it, but it's okay. I'm fine.
Oh,
with it.
Your food's slimy, is it?
Yeah.
And it's still yummy.
Yeah.
It's what still did you really get?
Yummy. I got an American burger.
Oh, interesting. We are at an Italian restaurant, but
it's good because I got the pasta.
That's awesome, man. Yours looks so. What's that? A big meatball? Is it?
I got a pie.
You're twirling the spaghetti with one hand, but you're shoving the meatball without cutlery in the other hand. Have you eaten before?
Yeah, I love spaghetti.
Well, what's funny is I actually got the, I got a calzone and it tastes like shit.
Ah, sucks to be you.
Oh, that sucks, bud.
Do you want to try some of my pie? It's got a little slime on it.
Is that a pie covered in man? Is that a man pie?
It's a slime pie. A
slime pie.
Yeah.
What's your slime made out of, sorry?
It's Steve slime.
God, I bet like that would taste so good, hey.
Yeah, do you want to try some?
Nah. Your burger, though, looks really, really good.
Yeah, it's
good.
A Freedom burger. It's 185,000 calories.
Fuck, that looks... You're not going to eat all that, are you?
Yeah.
You're going to eat all that?
Yeah.
But you're already so big as a 6'4 Texan.
Yeah. I'm going to get bigger.
Are you sure? I'm pretty...
No Bud Light in here, man.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's bulking.
Man, that... Would you want, like, a bite of my calzone?
You said it was shit.
Yeah, but, like, maybe try it. And maybe, like, we could trade bites, see what's better.
I just put my hands all in.
Yeah, that was an odd thing. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be real. I don't know how to tell any of you this, so I'm going to try and say it as politely as I can. Mm-hmm. But I'm really hungry, and I'm going to fucking kill myself if one of you don't let me eat your food.
You can have some of my
pie. And that's the character. That's the whole character.
Look, I...
Oh, I like that. I think that scene actually said more about your characters than it did mine.
I did...
You're going to argue with me on that, are you?
I did like...
Well...
I did like your character, but you did say you were acting a character that wanted to eat a lot of other people, like everyone else's
food. And I didn't
want to
eat your
food. And you didn't
want
to eat my food.
That's because Slimy Steve had covered his food in cum.
I'm a bit confused because when we go to the acting school... Kevin Spacey doesn't
we
teach.
We went to the acting school. It's our history. We're not there.
He did not teach Stanislavski's method, but you are coveting
you are
animals.
Method acting.
I'm method acting.
Yeah, it's just really weird.
You are on the podcast
never
sitting
that.
Here covered in man milk.
Yep.
And what's with that?
Is that a problem?
Yep, 100%.
Especially considering you didn't know that we were going to do the segment, so it seems like, you know, convenient.
Yeah, I guess it
That's
does.
What you say.
Yeah. Well... Is it bothering you guys?
Yes, 100%. It makes me really uncomfortable.
Egg and
stuff. You fucking
stink.
Yeah, you can't smell it.
I didn't realize it affected you guys so much. You should have told me. I'm sorry.
We did.
Before
the thing, we were like, can you make sure that you're not covered in cum?
You know I have selective deafness.
You do have selective deafness. And it's also time to move on, everyone. Because...
Another pizza slice?
That was a... It's called a pizza segment, and no, I would not. Now, before we move on to the next segment, I just want to talk about our sponsors for this episode. And we have one sponsor for this episode. It is the Cracker Milk Patreon. That's right. The Cracker Milk Patreon is the reason this show is happening. Be sure to follow us on Patreon where you can see the full video version of this bad boy, as well as a bunch of extra bonus content. Has anyone seen the new Mario movie?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was really good, actually. It was surprisingly good. I went to that premiere.
Yeah.
Which was really fun.
You never give us fucking tickets to the premiere.
That's because the one time I gave you free tickets to something, you complained about it. You guys were drunk.
Yeah, we did get... Yeah, I wasn't fine. Drunk. He was drunk. Because it takes two drops of alcohol to get Goob absolutely shit-faced.
It's incredible. I love it so much.
But no, yeah. Mario was really fun. You should definitely go see
I've seen you off your tits a few times as well.
Me?
Yeah, drunk.
She pulls them off.
When
she
we went to them. Emily's Christmas show, you were shit-faced.
I think that's like the only time, though.
Two drinks you had and you were shit-faced.
I think it was a little more than that because we had like a free cocktail. So I was like... Oh, and then I had a second free cocktail. No, I had to pay for that one. No, it was free.
No, no, we weren't meant to get a second free one. Hey, can I have another one? That was really fun. Being friends with like industry professionals is awesome because you get stuff like that. You love dressing up, right?
Yeah.
You do it for a job.
Correct.
But I have seen you and asked you to wear a fairy outfit and you thought you looked so good in the fairy outfit that you just wore it all day.
I did.
And you just were boom swinging and holding a boom pole.
I'm like a child.
And sound recording.
You know when
you're
like a child gets like a new like Elsa fucking dress and they're just like, I'm wearing this forever. We're going to the shops and this. That was me in my fairy outfit.
You're also... annoyingly strong. Like your upper body strength is very impressive.
How do you know that?
Because of all the times we've beaten the living shit out of each other.
Specifically know that?
Because you beat me in a fucking arm wrestle, okay? And I don't need to get
how
into details.
How do you know about that, Goob?
I beat you last time.
Yeah, but that was... Yeah, I looked back on the footage. I know why you won.
Oh!
You're saying I'm cheating.
Did you study study the match?
No. Well, I beat you first, and then it awoken something in you that made him want to train more so that he could beat me.
But it does sound like him beating you is awoken something in you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
And now you're mega, because you are incredibly competitive.
And strong.
Yeah, moving on from that, you are in very, very competitive. Hey! Enough of that! No tension on the podcast.
I got a good right hook. Oh, fuck you.
You're a cosplayer, right?
I've got a good left hunch.
I take hits real well.
You're a cosplayer, right?
Yes.
The worst cosplay experience you've had at like a con with a fan or?
Oh god, it's probably the time that someone tried to like. I don't know if this is too specific and they'll listen and then they'll be like, that was me.
No, it's good. Do it.
It was not, I wasn't really cosplay. It was more internet fame person where I like rocked up to a place.
So another cosplayer?
No. So just being on the internet and having people on the internet follow you and so, like literally follow me. And so someone who followed me saw I posted on my story at this particular place and then got cranky at me for not telling him and he got in his car and drove straight there because he lived just around the corner from it.
You have no idea who this person is.
No, I know of them from the internet, but I've never met them before. And I was like...
And it's a nobody.
What? Well, it's a someone who follows me, but I don't...
That is
they're
creepy.
Not a friend
of mine. And
they've
rocked up.
No, so thankfully I posted the picture on my story after I'd left already.
And they had rocked up to the spot saying, "What? Where are you?" That is fucking horrifying, dude.
Yeah, I know. So that's why you kind of like, you should post on your story like after you've left.
I got someone who became obsessed with Elias and I separately who was constantly messaging us. And then I looked at the messages and clearly they're on something. It seemed like they were on something. I was getting like 50 messages a day. I've never responded. I blocked the person and then went through my message requests and saw their blocked user and unblocked them to see. And to this day, for a year and a half, they send me like 20 to 30 messages a day.
You should give her your address.
Well, when we were at the old place, I get a message from a fan and we didn't have a PO box. And most of our fans are all on Discord and they're all lovely people. And I get a message saying, "Hey, I want to send you some stuff. What's your PO box?" And I went, "Oh, look, I don't have a PO box, but it's fine. You can just send it to my home address. I'm not worried." Turns out it was this fucking stalker. So
that is like internet 101.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
Do that.
Well, we left the place and doesn't matter, and they're in Perth. But holy,
and now we're living
in Perth.
Holy fuck, it was fucking crazy, man.
I know it's a bit. Oh,
what's
okay.
What is the weirdest message you've gotten on OnlyFans? Do you get rape my cocks?
I get questioned. Yeah, I get asked that.
But they can't.
But people are generally pretty nice because they have to like pay to send me a message. So it's like you just
don't waste that time. But do you get like, "Hey, I've spent $20 on this message. Can you rate my dick?"
I don't know. I don't think so.
You didn't get that one last week,
honestly. Oh, is that the one that you were looking for?
Yeah, didn't get it.
No, people are usually pretty nice on all of my social media.
You said she didn't respond, right?
Well, yeah, I was kind of embarrassed. I sent it to Kian too. He didn't respond.
Yeah.
It's like platonic. I just want to know what my fuck. How you guys rate my dick? What the fuck?
I reckon a 5 at least.
A 5?
Yeah, out of 6.
Like, oh, thanks, buddy. Yeah.
Because you rate it by
well,
inch.
Well, the bit that's missing, that extra point, is this the foreskin that was cut off.
Yeah, I can't. I'm a man of nature. I can't give it a fucking.
You're a man of nature. You're a man of the infinite loop. Foreskins just make it look like your dick doesn't end, man.
You pull it like a chicken and you'd be like, oh, look, it's actually...
I mean, we watched that show Naked Attraction where like they first see the genitals and the thing lowers and you see more of them. They vote someone out each time. Mm-hmm. And they were judging a girl who got to pick based on dick only, and there was a dick on there that was so big it looked like it had another knuckle. Like it looked like it had a knuckle that gave it another joint.
Like a banana?
Like it could bend, like it had another joint that could use. It was so fucking big. And literally at the end, she's like, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm actually going to say no. I'm not going to. It's too... She's like, that dick's too big. That dick's going to kill me. And I'm like, good on you for at least being
and
honest.
And you were like, no, I understand.
I'm like,
and
yes!
And then you
walked
off. Yes,
there's hope for me! There's hope! There's so much hope! But yeah, anyway, so I won on that episode. We went on a date. It was magical.
All right. I heard that for you, they added an extra segment where it goes up to the ankles. Because your balls are so low, they can only show.
My balls aren't even low. Like, you can hear my
you're
voice.
You're saying that you're sitting on them.
It's the way my balls sit. Do you guys don't tuck your balls into your asshole for convenience?
Mine can't. What?
You bounce on yours like a gym ball.
Yeah.
All right, now let's move on, guys. We've got one of my favorite segments that I really want to get through. And today it's the dramatic fan fiction readings. Now, Elias is our podcast researcher. Funnily enough, his job has changed over time, and now he comes on the podcast and he gets to research erotic fanfic, and he's paid for it. So
it's called Blasphemy, written by Maiden Writes Hentai and
Has Piss Kink.
Okay.
Maiden
Writes
Hentai and Has Piss Kink.
Oh my.
What's the summary, Elias?
Summary. So it takes place in the year 1515. Lord Fart is on a mission. He wants pussy and ass, and he wants it now. Saucy Barker noises. He has always been rejected by the ladies and called ugly, so he's going to use his king powers to get some pussy on his dick. A long triangle between Jesus, Shrek, and Lord Farquaad. Lord Fart has never been too quick on caring for his village's well-being, with problems ranging from famine to disease. I'm guessing that's disease. He had never really shown any interest until taxes got involved. This one village and the life of one small boy, Jesus, would forever be changed. Lord Fart came to the village and cried that they had no money, but he did not listen. They cried and pleaded. They had been suffering from underpopulation and didn't have enough people to work and sell their food. Lord Fart took issue with this. He ordered his men to repopulate for the village, all consensually, of course. And Lord Fart decides Joseph is a hot sub uke bottom and that he wants him. After hours and hours, it finally ends. Lord Fart and his knights go on their way to Concord, the next village, and the village lays to demands his taxes be paid immediately, or they will feel the wrath of his army. The villagist.
Dude, is this person like dyslexic?
I think so.
I can read
maybe.
It fine. I don't know what the goal is.
Joseph decides to talk to his wife the following morning.
Mary.
He calls her quietly. So as to not wake Jesus.
Mary!
Yes, Joseph.
Joseph motions her towards the kitchen table and pulls a chair for her.
Have a seat, please. We need to talk.
And what may that be?
As Mary adjusts her dress to take a seat.
I'm leaving you, and I'm taking the kids. I've packed.
There's a brief pause from Joseph as he sees Mary's face twist.
Joseph, you can't leave.
She screams without thinking.
Mary, look, I'm sorry, but...
Once again, cut off by his angry wench.
Joseph, we have Jesus, and with another on the way, I don't think I can handle by myself.
Desperate in tone, Joseph finds it hard to finish his last sentence.
Mary, I don't love you anymore.
But why? What did I do?
Mary looks down in pain, wondering how she messed up so bad. Joe held her hand and smiled sadly.
Just randomly calling him Joe now.
I'm gay. Lord Fart made me realize that.
He got up and left without another word, leaving Mary, Jesus, and her unborn child forever.
Didn't he say he was going to take the fucking kids and then he didn't?
I don't think this ride is very consistent.
You know. And even with the hole left by Joseph, it was soon replaced with a new member of the family. Jesus, at the young age of 10, sees his mother give birth to a lovely child named Roast Beef. Jesus quickly becomes jealous of his mother's affection for her new child. She neglected her son day after day, and soon Jesus wanted to change something. Jesus works his way up in the royal ranks so that one day his mother will care for him again. He loses all dignity doing the filthy royal's work for all his mother. He worked out day after day to get buff, so he could not only be a strong leader, but a good fighter. Inexperienced with training and no father to ask for help, Jesus accidentally grew massive titties. Now he had weak muscles all around, but strong and perky tits. It was his biggest insecurity, but he learned to bear them with pride. When he works himself up for a new promotion, he ends up working beside Lord Fart, his biggest enemy, the one who caused his misery.
Jesus, I need you to come into my chambers after the meeting today. We need to talk about your work ethic.
He sneers at Jesus during a meeting about communism. Jesus was confused. He had been working well these past few years. Being in the room with Lord Fart sounded like his worst nightmare. He was a little short gremlin with a stupid little voice to match, not to mention the misery he caused to the people of the kingdom in the past few years. When the meeting was over, Jesus followed after the into his office. Can we?
Yeah, we'll bleep that.
Thanks. It was filled with furries. All over the walls. Furries floor, furries on the bed. It was disgusting. He sat down on a furry chair and scrunched his nose in disgust.
Jesus, I'm going to be frank with you.
He stated abruptly.
I don't like you or your giant tits.
As Jesus stared into Lord Fart's sparkling anime girl eyes, he felt like barfing, but he knew he had to stay silent. He needed to be in the higher ranks so one day his mother would acknowledge him. He stayed silent, looking into his eyes, his sparkling blue eyes. They looked as deep as the ocean. That bastard. He can't be getting turned on now, not to Lord Fart. Lord Fart stood up, looking confused.
Jesus, tomorrow we are going down to the bar. We need to threaten some people who won't pay their taxes or something. The owner of the bar is a guy named Shrek. Do your research on him. We leave first thing tomorrow.
Jesus' head was going frantic. Not Shrek. Not his ex-lover. He couldn't refuse. No, not if he wanted to keep his rank. He sighed. He just sighed and left the room, not knowing Lord Fart was staring at his ass at that very moment.
The end of part one.
So this is a saga. I thought Shrek was going to come in. I think Shrek comes in later.
This is it. You can shoot like now, Mary.
I know how Pedro Pascal feels in Mandalorian. He just stands there and doesn't
say
shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. That was like literally like a...
We didn't even get down to brass tacks.
That was just you.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, yeah, oh, that's yeah.
Part one, huh?
Part one of the Blasphemy saga. That's exciting.
Maybe we can delve into the saga.
Yeah, right.
I'm looking. I can only see part one. I don't think there is a part two.
I have to find part two. Right. I want to find part two.
Is it a fresh one? They've only just finished it off the press?
Oh, no. Yeah. It was in 2021.
Okay,
so.
Well, then I don't think they're
in grade eight.
COVID hit that motherfucker hard.
Yeah. My brain, I'm going to have to think of it myself. I'll start. 18. You tell me what you want and I'll write it. We should get Laura to write one.
Sorry you didn't
I
get
want
a chance.
Cracker Milk fanfic.
Sorry you didn't get a chance to come in as Shrek there.
That's all right. With part two, I'm sure I will. And that's the beauty of fanfic is we're here to take the audience on a journey. And I think we did with that one. I think
I had a great time.
Maybe if someone is listening to this and they want to write a fanfic, maybe writing part two to this
if you're writing a fanfic, write it. If you're writing a fanfic, write it about Cracker Milk and send it in because we'll read it on the thing, okay? And if you give Elias tits, I'll fucking frame that shit. Tits. Yeah.
Could you imagine if Laura didn't write a fanfic?
Yeah. Can you ask her?
I don't want that. Fully based
can you
on
ask?
You.
Can you ask her to write a fanfic? Write a fanfic.
Do we play each other?
You're gonna have to reply to her. You're gonna have to reply to her first, though. So she knows that you don't.
I'm going to play Nick.
I hope I get to play Nick so I get.
Oh, I'll do my Nick impression. I'm going to play Nick so I can go.
Wait, that's tomorrow, dude.
No, tomorrow's.
That is so accurate.
I just want to say that the people watching on Patreon will see Nick go from happy, fun, lovely person to, you're not talking to my best friend on Instagram and give me fucking daggers. So we'll just show you that. There you go. Because I don't reply to Laura.
She had good ideas.
She had a terrible idea.
It was a good idea.
Okay, so Nick's best friend is just super attracted to Goob and just sends me an idea where she's like, so I have an idea where me and Nick are in sexy clothes. And
no, we're like sexy fairies again.
Goob's
pretty
topless
sure.
And we're stroking Goob. And I'm like,
sounds good. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's not a real idea. It's
I think you would have liked it if we were stroking you.
I actually take deep offense at the fact that you know me so well.
you cross out my name for yours.
Yeah, well, I'm the boss.
We need some reform.
Can I play the fairies?
No. We got to recast the whole skit. So, Goob, you've been cut. All right, guys, let's do it. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Crack Milk Podcast. And thank you to the patrons who sponsor this bitch and make it happen. Okay, if you want to see more, hop on there. And we hope you're enjoying the new show because we like doing it.
Oh, my God. For those not watching, Elias looks pained.
Don't tell him.
He's just breathing, dude.
Don't tell him what
doesn't
he's doing.
He doesn't look okay. Keep going.
You can do it, dude. You can win the. You can win the medal.
Is this slimy Steve?
You can win the medal.
Oh my God. I'm really good.
Where are you getting?
He's checking out his third eye.
Where are you getting? He's transcended.
Oh my God. Holy shit!
What the fuck? Where's his eyes? All right.
What a way to end it.
Wow. So that would have been really alarming for anyone at home.
Why are you covered in animals, man?
Yeah, why are you covered in little animals? Little sticky little white animals.
That's just my Steve
shine. Are men zoos? Because they're full of little animals? Are we like little zoos?
I'm concerned about what type of... I don't want
to
get
petition
into it.
Petition to start calling my balls the pen.
I don't want to get into it.
In the magic mud, when you do the Spider-Man from your man udder, you little animals, little tadpoles.
Do you also have
permission to start calling my balls the pen?
The what?
The pen?
Yeah, you can call your balls the pen.
Cool.
You know when he comes, his sperm is so big that he only gets out three, and they literally waggle out. And
they're like tadpoles.
And you hear them go on the ground because they're not in a vagina. You hear them go...
Yeah, they only have a pair of lips
flapping on the ground.
So I guess the podcast is just 9/11 jokes and talking about your dick.
Oh, fucking gross.
Wow. Throw my balls in my cum.
That's so much better.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Love you.